from values to action. The four principles of values-based leadership. Author, Harry Kremer. Values-based leadership. Leadership is the ability to influence others. Values-based leadership takes it to the next level. By word, action, and example, values-based leadership seeks to inspire and motivate, using their influence to pursue what matters the most. The objective of values-based leadership is to do the right thing by making choices and decisions that are aligned with your values. Focusing on the right thing to do makes choices clearer to see and easier to make. This requires more than just a grasp of the situation or the players involved. First, you must know who you are and the values for which you stand. The four principles of values-based leadership. The principles are interconnected, each building on and contributing to the others. Together, they form a solid foundation for values-based leadership. Principle 1. Self-reflection. It allows you to gain clarity on issues, both personal and professional, because you have taken the time to think more deeply about them. The more self-reflective you are, the easier it is to make choices that are in line with your values, with awareness of the full impact of your decisions. Even when you do face an unexpected outcome, self-reflection can help you use it to your advantage for the future. Principle 2. Balance and perspective. Balance is the ability to see issues, problems, and questions from all angles, including from differing viewpoints, even those that are diametrically opposed to ours. With balance, we are able to make decisions explicitly with an understanding of the broad impact, instead of focusing narrowly. Principle 3. True self-confidence. True self-confidence is an inner quality that establishes your leadership and enables you to empower your team. Far more than just competency at your job or mastery of a certain skill, true self-confidence is the attribute that allows you to see and accept yourself exactly as you are. With true self-confidence, you are comfortable in your own skin, recognizing your strengths as well as your weaknesses. You know what you know, and you know what you don't know. If you have true self-confidence, you are committed to continual self-improvement to become even better in the areas at which you already excel, while developing those in which you are not as strong. Principle 4. Genuine humility. Genuine humility will keep you grounded as you rise through your career. At the heart of genuine humility is never forgetting who you are, appreciating the value of each person in the organization, and treating everyone respectfully, whether they are a senior manager or a summer intern. No matter if you are a first-level manager, or a senior executive, or the CEO, genuine humility enables you to remain authentic, approachable, and open to others. The essential elements of a values-based organization. Element 1. Leading with values. Your ability to influence people, whether you are leading a team of 2 or running an organization of 20,000, depends significantly on their ability to appreciate your values. Your values as a leader should be so clearly understood that if you put 3, 5, 20, or even 100 members of your team together, without you in the room, they will be able to explain what you stand for in consistent terms. The more they understand your values, the better they will relate to you and follow your lead. To define your values, you must engage in self-reflection. Ask yourself, what do I truly believe? Am I willing to state my values? Am I willing to compromise my values? Are my actions consistent with my beliefs? Once you have put your values down on paper and you are clear about what you stand for, take the time to reflect more deeply by asking, who am I and how comfortable am I with myself? By engaging in self-reflection, you will increase your comfort level with who you are and your values will shine through. Element 2. Talent management and leadership development. As a values-based leader, you are highly focused on the development of your team. You take ownership of the process, knowing that if you have the right people in place, you are able to delegate more. Your team grows in experience and expertise, developing both breadth and depth. You give continuous feedback on what each person does well and where she should improve. You are on the outlook for opportunities for each member of your team to gain experience by working on projects and initiatives with other divisions and functions, thus enabling her to widen her horizons to gain a truly global perspective. When a member of your team is ready for the next opportunity, you actively engage in slating process to make sure he or she is considered as a candidate. Element 3. Setting a clear direction. A values-based organization is built brick by brick, one layer at a time, in a specific sequence. For the values of an organization and the people on the team to make a real difference, it is critical to set a clear direction. In many cases, the strategy that the leaders defined fails to be disseminated throughout the organization, and many people don't understand what they are supposed to do. You can't risk having each person moving in what she or he thinks is the right direction, or doing what seems to make the most sense at the moment. If you let this happen, there are going to be many missed opportunities, much confusion, and a higher likelihood of disaster. Element 4. Effective communication. Effective communication is clear, simple, straightforward, and concise. Effective communication is about being able to convey information and ideas in an open way so that the message is understood by others. As a values-based leader trying to communicate effectively, you should never assume that you have communicated enough, particularly if you're dealing with an ongoing issue. If there is a directive or priority that remains in force, let people know that it's still at the top of the list. If you have a conversation with someone, immediately following the conversation, ascertain that you have communicated effectively by asking the person how they are going to do such and such. That was already discussed in your talk. This technique allows you to catch any miscommunication on the spot. Element 5. Motivation and team management. Teams do not come together by themselves. They are developed purposefully and with intention. To build, motivate, and engage your team members will require that they be as passionate about achieving an objective as you are. Of course, that means you must have a high degree of energy and commitment around what you're trying to accomplish. Your leadership comes not from telling others what to do, but from showing them why what they're doing is important to the entire organization. Furthermore, before they agree to follow your lead, they must first place their trust in you. Element 6. Execution and implementation. Although this stage should be easy, even to the point of being automatic, for some reason many organizations drop the ball. No matter that they are ready and set, they just can't seem to go. A disconnection occurs somewhere, which derails this final stage. As a leader, you need to remain disciplined and focused enough to make sure that management processes are in place in order for implementation and execution to occur. These processes must work in tandem instead of occurring in four disconnected phases. Socially responsible leadership. You've climbed the mountain, a steady trek that has tested and challenged you and your team. In a moment of triumph, you reach the summit. At this point, you can plant your flag and be done. After all, you and the organization have reached the pinnacle that you've set out to achieve, the creation of a values-based organization. As you sit on top of your mountain enjoying the view, however, you realize that you have scaled only one peak. There's still many more mountains and much higher ground to be conquered. Those mountains represent problems, issues, and challenges that go well beyond your individual endeavors. These include social ills, such as poverty and environmental problems, health crises, such as malaria, infant mortality, and HIV/AIDS, and societal issues, such as literacy and digital divide. But as you study the peaks that stretch out in all directions, you can't help but ask yourself, are those mountains really mine to climb? Surely there are experts who can scale them and affect change on a global level. Then, thanks to your practice of self-reflection, you receive a bit of enlightenment. If you are truly a values-based leader, and yours is a values-based organization, then you should look beyond the horizon of your own mission and consider what it means to be socially responsible. The values-based, socially responsible leader. Your reach as a values-based leader extends beyond your organization. Regardless of your job or title, you're in a position to make a lasting and meaningful impact on the world. By embracing socially responsible leadership, you become aware of the impact of your actions on the world. You seek to understand more about world issues, engage in dialogue with others, and then, with a balanced perspective, commit to do your part to help the world become a better place.